sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
As you may know, I'm calling from home under the shelter-in-place orders. At first, the invitation to record this under these conditions seemed daunting. Yet when it comes to the brain, I seem to always have something to say. My brain isn't doing well. I'm healthy, but disoriented. Each day seems the same as the last. The very concept of time has ceased to exist. My work has always been deadline-driven. Scheduling is the never-ending challenge. What's the deadline for this assignment? When should I be there? Am I late? Why is this other person late? Well, that's not much notice. Our brains keep track of time with chemistry. When we believe we're short on time, chemicals and hormones are secreted in a way that stimulates the brain. Whether it's fun or not, it is stimulating. Over time, habits wire our brain to react in certain ways. When habits suddenly change, the brain asks for old stimuli and chemicals that are no longer there. This is where the trouble begins. Adapting to change usually takes weeks. For those who are more introverted, shelter in place may affect you less. For those who are more extroverted, reduced human contact, social stimuli, and rushing about may have a significant impact. When we return to whatever the new normal will be, even more adjustment will be necessary. That means more chemical changes. To be blunt, it's one chemical addiction and withdrawal after another. All this contributes to being irritable, maybe lashing out on social media, and for some, dangerously depressed. Thoughts generate chemicals, and well, here we are, left with only our own thoughts to control. We cannot control the thoughts of others. Yet, we try, don't we? Regulating our thoughts affects our chemistry, but that's much easier said than done. Yet, to some extent, that is all we can do. Is it the answer to today's huge and unpredictable stresses? Well, it helps a little, and with practice, maybe a bit more. Let's take our brains back from the control circumstances. Let's stay occupied by doing this one brain cell at a time. The good news is there's only 100 billion left to go. From Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery, I'm Jeffrey Smoller.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.